I'm gonna get the dinner. Is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back.
earliest recorded history we have, there's been a deep respect for the shape of a ball and the use of a quartz crystal ball for probing in the mind of an individual.
Crystal ball for probing in the mind of an individual.
have, there's been a deep respect for the shape of a ball and the use of a quartz crystal ball for probing in the mind of an individual. Thank you.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
Gone. Long time passing. Boys. Yeah, come on. Oh. Yeah, freak out. Boys. Sunshine's down to come to town. Set your body free to come to town. Hold me tight, my love, tonight. Tell me you'll be mine. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, 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 I'm looking for a good time. Boys, boys, boys. For a good time, I'm ready for your love. Stay around, the sun goes down. Stay around, the sun goes down. Babe, I'm feeling right. Take the chance, the love romance. Have some fun tonight. Good time, boys, I'm ready for your love. Boys, I'm dreaming of you. Boys, I'm thinking about you. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Get ready for my love. Hey, boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love. And I'm looking for a good time. And I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love.
That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new, up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Oh, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each gun with your man was filled through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound, a catchy rhythm, a catchy voice.
was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single, so maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you will enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? I know this is too high.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it in C, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue?
Feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute, I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas.
Bill, can you give us a little more afterbeat, please?
Okay.
And real heavy on 2 and 4. Let's take it from the top again. Here we go. 1, 2. Brush, then. Okay, once more. Same thing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And
never get them out of sound. Be stuck in there for...
Bar 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joni, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go. From the top right here. One, two, three,
so that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again.
One, two.
Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
Something like the trumpets are doing. Da, 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 da.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's try it once more.
Same bar.
Same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Am I blue?
If each plan with your man done fell through to if you try, but your guy won't be true. You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B-10,998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
I was his
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
And now one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929, like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these
emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Radio Valencia.com.